The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Tochen, preparing for Pesach. I hope you can hear me today. I'm in a bus, got a little delayed as a traffic jam on the way back from Yerushalayim. We're in a special week, the week of final preparations for Pesach. And the Leila Seder is a night in which Klal Yisrael came to clear recognition of our true greatness. And it was after this week of preparations that brought us to that point. 4 days before the night of Leila Seder was the time that we had to tie up the sheep and the goats for Korban Pesach, even though it was a life-threatening situation because this was the god of the Egyptians. We basically had to tell them that we are tying this up because we want a shech to your God. Something that seemed impossible to do, but it was all a test of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm testing you because I want to bring you great miracles to get out of this most powerful country of Mitzrayim. I want you to be the nation that at the end of the week will be a Gilui Shechina. That's the way we say that every year. Gilui Shechina, Hashem revealed the Shechina and became part of Klal Yisrael. At that point in time, came the first and last nation to have the ability to have the Shechina on them. The Bechayis, when the Gilui Shechina killed them, they couldn't sustain the Kedusha. We prepared ourselves to be able to sustain that high level of Kedusha. But the Nishenis that we had to prepare ourselves for this level of Hashra Sashrina and Leila Seder was Antarctica subjugating completely our natural feelings to do the Ratzon Hashem. Like I said, to tie up a Korban Pesach didn't make sense. We're about to leave Mitzrayim, come Zarev Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, not only are we shechting the Korban, we all have to get all the males need a bris milah. How can you expect that from us? Going on a trip, dangerous trip into the Midbar, and the day we're about to leave, have to have a bris milah. It's dangerous, it's not healthy. And when's the time for all that?
Kol HaLashon.
It was the most busiest day in history. Klal Yisrael getting bris milahs, and together with that, shechting the Korban Pesach. Like we're saying, to put ourselves in the right perspective, our whole self and our whole body and our whole life is that's in the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something, it will be for our benefit. So that's the way we can go through this week. There are going to be all kinds of challenges in the course of the week. Challenges primarily in midos. We're expecting somebody to do something, they didn't do it. Expecting the house to be sparkling clean, and they need our help, or we have to do some shopping, or they get delayed, or she gets delayed, or the children get delayed, or get distracted, or whatever it may be. Our goal is, as parents, to be the ones who are giving this message with our behavior, not with what we say. That we do the best we can, and we give it over to others in the family to make them part of it, not because we need their help, but because it's a healthy thing for the family and the children all to be part of the experience of preparing and cleaning up a Pesach. But the main thing is to subjugate the machmiya, our natural reactions, to be the next, the ones that are guided by the excitement that I'm preparing myself to show myself in a Kodesh Bofu. And I'm excited with the fact that I'm preparing for Leila Seder. I'm going to get a refreshed Ashura Sashina. And with that excitement, I'll be able to go through all the trials and tribulations, the simcha, keep a pleasant, happy atmosphere within the homes. That'll be a tremendous chus for us. So we say, to take advantage of this special week. Like I said, the main thing is the simcha feeling that we are the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're now preparing ourselves to refresh and renew it. And all the challenges that come up are not worse than the challenges we went through 1,000 years ago. And we're going to focus on that. This is just a challenge for us to show Hashem that we're with Him, and we're excited about what we're doing. We're excited about the wonderful family that we have. And with that, it's Hashem. We'll do as best as possible. Because as we know, at the end of the day, we're going to be in the same place no matter how we go through this week. So we might as well do it in a way that's going to be pleasant, take things in stride with the Tochen Hashem, the Simcha. And that will bring us to a higher level. We get to the end of the week also. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.